A broken wheelchair can bring the user's life to a halt. It creates medical and financial problems, and repairs to custom wheelchairs usually take a long time. To understand just how big a deal this is, listen to Gabriella Emanuel of our member station WBUR in Boston.
Pamela Daly was on vacation in New York City. She took a moment to look up and admire the buildings.
All of a sudden, the world just kind of started to tilt to the left. And I actually thought maybe we were having an earthquake.
It wasn't an earthquake, but it was a disaster for her. One of the small front wheels had fallen off her wheelchair. A passerby helped put it back on, but a few blocks away, the wheel came off again. Daly fell. A broken wheelchair, and now a broken hip.
I felt very vulnerable, extremely vulnerable.
She says ultimately the wheelchair was worse than the hip. Without a working chair, she was stuck in her apartment, unable to get to work and doctor's appointments. This lasted more than a month. She waited for insurance to approve the repair and the part to arrive. Daly remembers when the technician finally came.
And the guy opens the package in front of me, and it's the wrong part. And it always is the wrong part. Always. Always.
Daly's story is not unique. For Morshid Buembo, it was a flat tire at work at Home Depot in Boston. Colleagues and friends tried to help him fix it.
A police officer who is a friend of mine tried to take it at a gas station. Nothing could work.
Buembo missed 3 days of work, and he estimates all told the ordeal cost him $700.
I had to skip buying groceries.
In a typical six-month period, more than half of wheelchair users report that their chairs break down.
If 50% of people had their car break down in the six-month period, they'd probably be pretty upset.
Lynn Warbey from the University of Pittsburgh has been tracking wheelchair breakdowns for years. Her research shows they often cause real problems, like missing school and increasing the chance of hospitalization. They've been linked to serious sores that can happen when a backup chair doesn't fit, or you're bedbound.
So some pretty significant health consequences.
So what's going on? Mark Schmaler, also a professor at UPitt, says Medicare is part of the problem.
Medicare doesn't have an allowance to do preventative maintenance. That's one of the biggest culprits right there.
For a car, you have oil changes. For a bike, tune-ups. For a wheelchair, there's nothing. A part has to break before Medicare pays to fix it. And what Medicare does matters because private health insurers often follow suit. Schmaler says another problem originated in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Attention, Medicare and insurance beneficiaries.
In TV ads, scammers convinced people to get chairs on Medicare's dime.
You may qualify for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you.
About $1 billion later, Schmaler says Medicare said it would only cover a wheelchair that's primarily used in the home. That means it isn't designed to withstand the wear and tear of life.
It makes no sense whatsoever, but, you know, they had to do something.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services declined requests for an interview, but said its policies are guided by federal law. Charles Sargent is with National Seating and Mobility, one of the biggest providers of wheelchairs. He blames health insurers for the slow repairs. Often they require a doctor's approval before repairs can start. Sargent says that can increase repair times by a month or more.
99%+ of the time, they're going to give the authorization.
Several health insurers declined interviews. Whatever the issue, wheelchair users say they are the ones stuck living with the consequences.
It's something that prevents us from living to our fullest.
You can't go to work. You lose your independence.
Pamela Daly and Morshid Buembo say they go through life fearing a flat tire or a faulty motor. For NPR News, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.